Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And welcome back into Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porath here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bringing our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, man? How we doing? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, man? Happy New Year.
So, TD, this Titans team has shown an ability to bounce back after some tough performances this year. You think back to the Indy game, you come back and beat Baltimore, obviously the Cleveland game, and the next game's Jacksonville, you come back and hammer them as well. Why do you think that that's been the case with this team, that they've been able to kind of put bad performances in the rearview and bounce back so quickly? What do you credit for that with this Titans group?
Yeah, I think it's the coaching staff. It starts with them. I think it starts, obviously, with Mike Vrabel and just the approach that they have after a loss. I think it just they have the ability to dial in and just rebound. I mean, that's really the bottom line, as you said. So I give that credit to the coaching staff, but obviously the players too, because they're the ones out there executing, and they just have a way of doing that really well.
So TD, what can this defense realistically get done in this game?
Yeah. I think the big thing, what they can get is just another take advantage of another opportunity to go against a quarterback that can extend plays and that will always keep it alive and make plays down the field. So the defensive backs, they get a chance to plaster, right? And, I mean, if they play the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, those are going to be things that they have to do. And you know, the Dolphins, too, because Tua can extend plays, too. And when you're going against quarterbacks like that, you have to understand that you have to plaster, and sometimes you're going to be asked to cover a little bit longer. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to be able to, you know, get another look at a quarterback that, and maybe one of the best quarterbacks at extending plays and making things happen, because that poor fella, he has no choice but to do that because of the deficiencies up front. So, hey, maybe this is a week where that Titans defense gets a sack. I don't know if you saw some of the things that I've posted recently, but they're on pace to have the fewest sacks of any playoff team in NFL history. Right now they have 15. The fewest sacks right at this point by a playoff team was the 1979 Broncos, who had 19.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty incredible numbers you threw out there the other day, especially corresponding to the records that most of the teams that finished with 13 and 14 and 15 sacks have. It's a credit to the offense that they've been as good as they've been this year, TD. And speaking of the offense, I want to talk about A.J. Brown. I mean, obviously, he's still out there playing and still very difficult to bring down. And I think Kevin King found that out firsthand the other night against the Packers when he tried to go high on A.J. Brown. But it seems like at least once a game the last few weeks, he takes a hit low, takes a hit around the ankle, and he gets up and he's limping and he's obviously battling through some pain there. How banged up do you think A.J. Brown is right now?
Yeah, I'm certain that ankle is something that hurts. And I mean, can you imagine being out there in the cold with that too? Because the cold weather just has a way of making your injuries or anything. Like in our case, you know, we're older guys, so you know, it has a way of making that arthritis, you know, flare up. So I get it, man, and it's definitely tough. But you know, to his credit, he's going out there and he's still playing every week. And I really like the way they're finding ways to get him the football. And and just take advantage of the yards after the catch. But you could definitely tell that he's banged up because, like you said, at least one time, a game, he tweaks it. You know, you see him kind of limp off the field, right? Well, first he'll try to jog back to the huddle, then he'll limp off the field because Rob Moore is sending somebody else in to take his place. So, yeah, you're right, man. It's tough, but at this point, everybody is banged up to a degree, so he just is kind of, you know, in the club, so to speak.
The offensive performance against the Packers, TD, I mean, do you take any of that forward, or you just flush that one, including Tannehill, you know, forcing some passes that he doesn't usually do to that extent?
I think that's what you take forward, right? You take those mistakes, that the critical ones that he made, throwing the football away, like trying to play hero football. That's uncharacteristic of Ryan Tannehill, and that has typically been a good part of his game. And I remember asking Pat O'Hara, the QB coach, about, you know, Tannehill being able to, you know, mature in that aspect of his game, and that was what he said, you know, realizing when the journey's over. So that's something that he has to be able to bring forward. I think just the everything else is like, hey man, just flush it, man. Like we got to put that one away. We just faced the team. I'm saying we like as if they're saying it. That, you know, we got to flush that one away. We faced a team that was just more physical on both sides of the football in the trenches. And anytime that happens, that result that you saw is what you get. So just put it behind them. One of the things I like that Mike Vrabel said was you rarely get a second chance to win your 11th game and to secure a division title. I think that's what they have to look at, a second chance right here going against the Texans to win the AFC South title. They haven't won it in so long, 2008. So it's an opportunity for them to go out and kind of right the wrong that happened on Sunday Night Football in front of a national audience.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, TD, Derrick Henry, 223 yards away from 2,000. Obviously, that's a pretty big number heading into this final game, but not out of reach for him. Can he do it? What do you think his chances are to get there on Sunday against a Texans defense that has struggled against the run all season long?
I think his chances are definitely, I'm not going to say good, but they're decent. And it really just depends on how he could break off a long run. Because you know what happens. Like that guy break off a 70-yard run, and then he'll come back a little bit later and break off a 50-yard run. And right there, you're more than halfway. So that's, I think, going to be the key, in my opinion. Not continuously giving him the football, but finding ways to get him in that alley and hit that home run that he's become accustomed to doing. And, I mean, you look the last two times, what was it, 211 yards earlier this year and 213 in the season finale last year, right? And that was the one where he sealed the deal to get the rushing title. And here he is now, you know, back-to-back rushing titles. Dalvin Cook, you know, his unfortunate circumstances keeping him from being able to play, family things he has to handle. And I think Henry could definitely, if anybody has a shot at it, he does. I'll put it that way.
T, do you think this J.J. Watt, a lot of attention on this J.J. Watt rant, if you will, you think there's any impact on this game from that?
I don't think so. I talked to Chris Sanders yesterday for talking with TD, and he made an excellent point. You know, you work hard all your life to get to this level, and you don't need somebody to tell you that you got to work harder. You shouldn't need somebody to tell you that you have to work harder and that you're not putting in enough work, because if that's the case, then you probably shouldn't be at that level. You know, so I don't think that it's going to necessarily make anybody go into practice and work harder or be in the weight room and say, you know what, J.J. Watt said, well, that rant he went on, you know, we're playing a kid's game and getting paid a lot of money and all of that stuff. I need to get an extra rep. Nah, I don't think so.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yeah, for sure, man. How do you guys like my morning Barry White voice?
It's awesome.
It's so
it
cool.
is rich and milky.
There you go.
TD, appreciate you, my man. We'll talk to you in 2021.
Sure. Happy New Year.
Hey, you as well.
Sir.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Right. I tell you what, one of the best in the business, Teron Davenport, and it is interesting, like the varying opinions on J.J. Watt and his rant that he went on. Like Diana Russini, with the tweet she sent out the other day, was acting like this is going to be some galvanizing force for the Texans. They're going to come out and play the best game of the year. I tend to think that, you know, I love the rant. I like, obviously, everything J.J. Watt said there. At the end of the day, the Texans just, to me, don't have enough talent on the defensive side of the ball to really hang with this Titans offense. So I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have, but it is interesting, Joe, to see the different perspectives on that rant.
Yeah, like I think Diana Russini's overstating it. I don't think all of a sudden it's going to be like this transformed team. I would say, you know, I could see like a couple dudes in that building be like, yeah, okay, well, let's pick it up. Because it felt to me like maybe there was a couple dudes who – that was targeted for, you know, and maybe just a gentleman. How could a team, especially this year, not be sort of enough of this season, right? So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of a kick in the butt to some people with that. But yeah, the idea that like all of a sudden the Titans are going to be walking into the lion's den because of what J.J. Watt said. I mean, I think the best part about it was acknowledging, you know, that you are playing for fans. And that's just one of those things. I think that speech should be broadcast to everyone in professional sports.
Yeah, and we'll continue to talk about that Titans and Texans matchup for the rest of the hour here on Robbie and Rexroad. And you can hear Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach, meeting with the media today at 11 o'clock on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren Donick and Chase will have that for you live in our live press conferences on ESPN 102.5 The Game are sponsored by Duncan, featuring their new location on Harding Pike in Belle Meade. When we come back, we'll dive into this topic. Is there anything that can happen on Sunday with this Titans team that makes us feel better about the Titans heading into the playoffs? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.